It's the Infuse Show from a city where the lights are so bright, but they never blinded me. It's day three, the final day of CWCB Expo here in Manhattan. It's been a wonderful show so far, and I'm excited to kick the day off with my first guest. Sitting to my right is Jenny Blaze. Jenny, welcome to Infused.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
We really appreciate you giving us some of your time. I know how busy you are. You should see Jenny walk this floor and hustle. It's the kind of thing that you have nothing but respect. I've been watching
you
go around and work and network. It's really impressive. What's your experience at the show been like?
Oh my gosh, this honestly has been probably the best 2 days of my life.
Wow.
Am I being dramatic? Probably, but my background is from Bravo and Blaze, Bravo TV.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
We like a little drama sometimes.
certainly do. So look, we're talking to the founder of Bravo and Blaze and Kenna Momboss as well. So please just give us a little bit of an origin story for how you made your path into cannabis.
So my point of entry, I wasn't sure how to get into the cannabis industry, and I am a Bravo TV super fan. I've watched Real Housewives and all of Bravo reality TV shows since their inception, almost 20 years ago. I know, I don't look that old, but I promise you I'm telling you the truth. But I started a super fan account, and my old school OG name was Jenny Blaze when I was in high school.
Really?
And I kind of left that life and persona behind.
You left Jenny Blaze behind.
Yeah, but then she came back to life. And I created Bravo and Blaze on Instagram. I started live tweeting. I started making memes, like goofy memes. I started doing novelty merch, like t-shirts and mugs and things like that with housewives quotes or things like that. Uh-huh. And then it turned into a podcast where I had some people who are on Bravo come on the show, and it was just a way for me to, you know, spread the word about my mission and how I feel about cannabis and the cannabis industry as a whole. And now I'm launching Cannabis Mom Boss. That will be a new podcast and an online community for canna moms to feel empowered to come out of the quote-unquote green closet and feel proud and confident so that they don't feel shamed and judged like most people do today.
Sure.
And then on top of that, we're going to be providing tools and resources for the canna moms to build their own custom career path, whether it's in the cannabis industry or any industry really, so that they don't have to choose between, you know, a 9-to-5 or being home with their children when they need to. I think you know, canna moms have a lot of pain points out there, so we're trying to address those.
Certainly do. Now I want to make sure I just mention this. I think it's so cool that you like manifested this former persona of yours and brought Jenny Blaze back.
It's so weird.
Yeah, no, it's because you needed her. And it seems like the cannabis space needed her as well. Because you're doing important work as far as helping us overcome a decades-old stigma that is as ridiculous as, I mean, preaching to the choir here. But it is, you use the word shame, and I think that's about as accurate as it gets when you have to. Why isn't it normal, or considered normal, you know, to have a smoke? Have an edible, have a infused drink, but, you know, having a glass of wine is normal.
Exactly, and the wine mom is out there.
Yeah.
We know about the wine moms, right?
And there's no wine closet that they have to come
out
of.
Yeah, exactly, and I don't think anyone is questioning moms, other wine moms, if they're locking up their wine, keeping it from their children, maybe threatening them with CPS. That stuff doesn't happen, but it does happen with canna moms, unfortunately. So we're trying to give the tools for women to feel like they can be safe and responsible, because being responsible and safe is a huge part of being a canna mom. Obviously, we don't want to do anything that would endanger our children. And, I mean, we're just using it for our wellness to be better moms. It actually helps us to be better moms.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I'm not trying to judge a wine mom.
No, of course we're not.
But for me personally, I quit alcohol recently, and I am California sober, and I feel so much better about it, and I just educate my children on it. I talk to them about cannabis. I talk to them about prohibition. I talk to them about the stigma and all these difficult, tough topics because that's how we're going to change the world.
No,
children.
And cheers to you on that. And I don't think people know how much of a difference that makes. It's treating cannabis like the stove, right? Don't touch the stove. Don't touch the hot stove.
Right.
Like if you mystify it and you make it into this sexy kind of thing, of course the kid's going to want to encounter it at some point. Being honest with them, educating them. Is this one of the things that you kind of cover on the show?
Yeah, so we're going to be launching the podcast soon.
Yeah.
I'm lining up a ton of cannabis mom bosses that I've met here as guests, so I'm really excited. I mean, we have neuro brain surgeons, we have lawyers, we have really powerful and successful women. And I want them to share their stories so that they can let other women know that you can live this life and you don't have to compromise who you are to, because of the stigma.
I love your mission, Jenny. I love your passion. And like I say, I respect the hell out of your hustle. It's an incredible project. I'm a big fan. And remind me, we've had a couple Canna Moms on Infused before that I want to get their contact info to you before we say goodbye today. Yes. But before we do that, please tell our audience how they can find you, how they can find the shows.
Well, you can go sign up for updates on our upcoming launch for Cannabis Mom Boss at cannabismomboss.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram at The Cannabis Mom Boss. And then also I'm at Bravo and Blaze on Instagram and Twitter and pretty much any social media.
All right. Well, look, Jenny Blaze is back to serve the cannabis community. Jenny, I love your project. Let's all follow Bravo and Blaze and Canna Mom Boss.
Cannabis Mom Boss.
Cannabis Mom Boss. My apologies. Jenny, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
All righty. The Infused Show's back, and you best believe we hardly get a penny. We're living just enough for the city of New York. That is day three, the final day of CWCB Expo here at the Javits Center. I am having a wonderful time talking to the real movers and shakers and people making a great, great difference in our industry. And I'm joined by one of them right now. I'm just honored and humbled that the queen of cannabis is sitting to my right. Leslie Stone, welcome to the Infused Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored to be on your show today.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you giving us your time. I know you're very in demand. You're out there hustling, and I'm glad we got some time to talk. How's the show been so far for you?
Well, the show has been exciting. It is, I think this year's the most exciting year that we've ever had because we are legal now. We are sitting here in New York State with the first, what I believe is 164, don't quote me on that, licensee holders. But it's exciting time because the industry is wide open.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a special moment to share, isn't it?
It is, to be here. And you feel the energy. The energy is throughout the building. You know, you feel the excitement. You see the eagerness. The people are ready and they want it.
Yeah, no, I felt so good hopping on that train to get here because, any emerging market is exciting, right?
Yes.
But this is New York.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've been telling everybody, we were the red apple, but I think we're about to become the green apple.
The green apple. Did you trademark that?
I'm working on it.
All right, you do it. Leslie, tell me about Stoner Station. Tell our audience what you have going on.
Well, you know, Stoner Station is a cannabis experience and media company. Mm-hmm. We are all about lifestyle. We've been working here in New York State from the inception of cannabis dating back to 2015. Uh-huh. We are part of a sister company of Let's Talk Cannabis, with LTC TV is our parent company, which was a broadcast, and this is how we became one of the partners here at CWCB. So we've been working with some of the conferences from inception.
Wow.
So it's been exciting to be from there, from then to now.
Yeah.
So it's marijuana then and marijuana now. Yeah. And it's a whole nother atmosphere.
It certainly is. But I love talking with people that are involved with making cannabis into a lifestyle brand, because I think you're doing such important work for our industry and our culture as a whole, because what you're doing is really helping us end the stigma.
Well, and that's the key here. when I first started in this industry, it was very interesting because dating back to 2015, everything was taboo. No one would ever talk about cannabis. No one would ever tell you they consumed it, right?
Don't talk about cannabis.
And that was the, and it's still that way till this day.
Yeah.
I mean, make no mistake, more people is mainstream, but there's still quite a bit of stigma out here that prevents people from taking the necessary steps to become a part of this industry.
True.
So that education is still very critical to destigmatizing the mindsets and re-educating them on marijuana now.
Yeah.
We are no longer a black market. This is a global market.
Yes.
Like I tell people, it's not always about getting high. It's about getting well. So there is a litany of opportunities. There's so many medicinal benefits and efficacies that one should explore.
One should explore. And that are a lot better for you than so many of the other things out there that have been normalized. So it's about time this plant gets the respect and the care it deserves.
It's a powerful plant. It's miraculous.
We talk to people on our show, Leslie, all the time. People that have had PTSD, people that have served in our military that haven't gotten well until they meet this plant. And it's just so, there's a lot of damage and wrongs that need to be righted in our industry, and we're conscious of that. But thank God people are finally getting access to this.
Well, I think, and I think that's one of the things that New York may take the lead on. And
I really
see that becoming what's going to be our signature to who we are in this industry. I believe that New York is really going to be the industry leader in the social equity aspect. As you said, there hasn't been a state that has done it right as of yet.
No.
Everyone's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And understandably so. But at the same time, it's about implementing the resources to allow people to succeed in this industry. And I believe that New York State is spearheading that like no other.
Yeah, only New York could.
And, once again, you know, we're bold and we're strong here, right? So, you know, we make the state when we put it right out there in your face. We're making commercials. We're putting ads on buildings. You know, we're ready to remove the stigma. We're saying, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
It's okay. The greatest thing I think happened here today, or here at the CWCB, was when Mayor Eric Adams made his presentation, and he said at the end, New York City, light up.
Oh, is that how he ended? Good. Somebody, whoever gave him the idea, if he came up with it himself, cheers to you, man. That's the way to do it. But it is very New York to say, no, if we're going, everyone comes with us.
Mm-hmm.
That means righting the wrongs of the past. That makes sure the legacy people are taken care of. Make sure the people that suffered because of this plant are taken care of. That's important. And I love that is it's going to be a staple of New York cannabis.
It will. And I believe people must be mindful that New York State has been the state that had the most people incarcerated for marijuana usage.
It's a fact.
So I believe it's really critical for them to set that benchmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Leslie, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about one important thing that I know is going to be very, very, it's a topic of interest for our listeners. Tell me about the retail license process now, and tell our listeners where you are.
Well, I'm excited to share that I am one of the, within the group of the first pool of applicants to be licensed here in New York State.
Congratulations.
I have acquired my retail license, so I'm elated. It is a very rigorous process.
No doubt.
It requires one to have a lot of due diligence, but it's more about preparation.
Yeah.
One must prepare themselves. It requires you having the necessary skill sets. It's more about demonstrating the ability to get things done.
Yes. Yeah. And to be thorough. Make sure all the I's are dotted.
Meticulous. Dotting the I's and crossing the T's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake, because it is new, that there will be a lot of, you know, revamping and a lot of revisions to the policy. So that, too, is the next thing or the next hurdles that we have to cross as licensing at the first ones and having the ability to sustain ourselves. So there's a lot that comes with it. You know, I'm very excited, very eager. But at the same time, I know that there's a lot more that I must learn to make sure I can maintain and sustain my licenses. It's all about making those relationships right now, I believe, to create the vertical integration so that we can supply the chain compliantly.
Yes.
So I think every licensee individual is here looking for the other licensee to make that ecosystem,
Yes.
So that all of us can operate compliantly within the state of New York.
There's a lot to learn for people that are interested in applying. There's a lot to learn about regulations, a lot to learn about compliance. There's a lot to learn about the application process. So you sharing your story with us, I can't thank you enough, because it's important for people to know. If you're doing this, got to be thorough. It's a process.
And it doesn't happen overnight. Yeah. It does not happen overnight. I mean, it's like, for example, if you're making products, you have to make the products first. You have to produce the product. You have to start getting them tested. You have to be able to show that you have quality assurance, you have safety. You have to meet all of the thresholds and benchmarks that they have released thus far.
Yeah.
To submit the application. So first of all, review what the necessary requirements are. That's where I think most people are kind of are a little confused. They don't understand what the requirements are for the application process. So you start there. Look at where you want to become or where you're seeking your license and find out what are the requirements, because each license has its own requirements. And that's what's most critical to this licensing process.
Absolutely. Look, you heard it from the queen of cannabis. Listen, how do people follow you? How do we follow Stoner Station, Leslie?
Okay. Well, you can follow us at Stoner Station, and that's spelled STONERZSTATION, Stoner Station on IG. You can follow us on Facebook, everywhere Stoner Station. And you can also look us up on the listtalkcannabis.tv, because we're going to show a lot of coverage here as well. We'll come back and have some of you guys as well, a lot of highlights of the show. So check us out at letstalkcannabis.tv as well, and that's Let's Talk Cannabis, and that's letstalkcannabis.tv.
You heard it there. Listen, I've been honored to spend some time with Leslie Stone, the queen of cannabis. Leslie, thank you for your time, and let's do it again, all right?
Thank you so much.
You got it.
It's been a pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you.
Third and final day of CWCB Expo in Manhattan, where the business people will shake hands and talk in numbers, and the princess will wake up from her slumber. We send you tidings from New York City. Nick, here with Mike Patterson. Mike.
Hello.
This has been a show, man.
It started off slow.
It did.
But it really
came
on strong. It was really fun to watch how the show evolved for us, really, in terms of, it's the second time we've done it in a row.
Yeah.
Second time in, what, 7 months?
Yeah, 7 months.
So it's been really fun to see people that we met 7 months ago for the first time and to see that evolve and see the relationship grow. And almost, like, feel the community evolving in this New York market. And that's the part that I think struck me as the days went on, as they went from day one on to where we are today, is the people that you get to know, they're genuinely pulling for each other. In terms of, you know, the guys at Fresh Tag that we've got to know so well over the last 7 months.
And Andrew.
It's like, if you look at, like, there's a long list of those people who, many of which have been on this show at one point or another. But then there's a whole new group of them waiting in the wings that we know are going to really come out on the right end of things as the market develops.
I couldn't agree more, Mike. That's the cool thing. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, I was like, okay, you know, I said this earlier, and shame on CWCB Expo for not following up with this guy. No, but I wanted to say this to them, that in many ways, 7 months ago, New York City was a date that we had circled on the calendar, Mike, as, okay, we're going to try to do this thing. We did this thing, and I said to them, it was our version of a little sonic boom, like of networking and connections that we've maintained and nurtured, and you know, connections became friends in some cases. So that is that sense of community. I'm so glad that was the first thing you hit, because you're absolutely spot on.
And I think the other part that's really occurring to me, the more we take Infused on the road, we've done, what, 4 or 5 shows now?
And we're in the middle of the tour.
Yeah, and so, but the more we do it, the more I appreciate the fact that people get what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
That we don't charge for this. This is a way that we want to pay it forward, so to speak, to help build the community, to help other people be successful. Because ultimately, helping the community rise up and do better for themselves is going to help us down the road.
No doubt.
And so I think that's the other part that I've been impressed with is seeing the reaction to Infused. Now that people have seen it multiple times at multiple shows, that consistency in carrying it forward. And that's why we want to sign up again next year, is like continue to build, continue to take that momentum and, you know, build it here in New York City, but then also continue to take it to new markets and try new shows where they make sense. And
the momentum
is tangible. I'm super impressed, super proud of what's going on.
It's been incredible. Man, again, to piggyback, Mike just dropping some gems. You said it, and it made me think of something our friend AC Moon. Hey, AC. Said, we're like smoke and rise by lifting others. Yep. And that's really what the concept of us doing the show at these shows is about. And talking with people and seeing them light up and get it and be like, you don't charge for this. You don't do it. Right. No, man, we want to talk to interesting people. That's why we do it. And then, you know, we end up, you know, fostering these unbelievable relationships. One of the relationships I think was one of my favorite things about the show, if everybody's paid attention. What did you think of our last guest yesterday? End of the day, you and I had a great interview by this lovely, beautiful woman. Was that not one of the best interviews we've ever done?
That was a lot of fun. Nick came out of nowhere with this idea, and he tried to say we had the idea, Frank. That's bullshit. It was 100% Nick's idea.
Damn,
you know,
he's
devious, as you know.
You can see the bus pull away, and I'm under that damn thing.
But it was a great idea, and it was fun just to get some behind-the-scenes look at the guy that makes this all happen behind the camera.
I know.
So that was the beauty of it. And who doesn't love Marjorie, too?
No,
I mean, so to get her on here, she's a natural. Yes. And then last night, we all hung out and had a fun time. And that was – it was a great third night when we were all basically on fumes.
Yeah.
To be able to just have a chill night with a bunch of pizza and just some good times and good conversation.
Being in a New York bar when the Rangers pull off a great win is a ton of fun. And I'm glad that Mike said this one of the last 2 days, saying something like, this feels like our home base of shows. And
right.
it's very cool, because I want to make sure that we say everybody who kicked ass at this thing, Megan, Ashley, Francesca, Mike, Frank, me, we all, like, we turn it on in New York, like, on another level, I think. There's something about being here where, like, all right, let's go.
It's one of the few East Coast ones we do. So it's in our backyard, and it's fun to see the market evolve. It's fun to see the people. And you, like we said earlier, we're pulling for them. They're pulling for us. And so it's nice to see that all taking place.
Yeah, and the cool thing is the tour continues. The Infused show, next tour stop, we're going to pack this thing up and send it to, I guess, everybody better get ready. Put your makeup on, do your hair up pretty, because the Infused show is coming to Atlantic City next.
Where do you come up with these?
I'm just glad I entertain
you. It's not even written on your note card.
But, yeah, we're taking the show to Atlantic City this month, so we don't have a lot of time off. The crate doesn't have much time to get there, but, man, I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait. It's our first time being at Canacon in Atlantic City. It's at Harrah's, I believe, right?
Canatech.
Canatech.
At Harrah's.
At Harrah's, okay.
Yeah.
I get them all mixed up.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited to see the New Jersey crowd. New Jersey's really excited about what's going on in that state, and for good reason.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to see what energy they bring to the boardwalk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll see you on the boardwalk. Guys, Frank, thank you for doing everything that you do to make the Infused show possible, to make us sound good, and you kick ass continuously. Consistently. So thank you for what you do.
Great job.
Yeah, great job at this thing. Great job to the whole team. Mike, I'm going to see you back in Delaware.
You will.
Right, brother. Thank you.
Great job.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
How do cannabis CEOs balance growth and optimization strategies? What is THCO, Delta 10, and CBNA, and why should you care about these minor cannabinoids? And why isn't the endocannabinoid system covered in medical school? Most people think they're up to date in trends in the cannabis industry, but they're about 6 weeks behind. Learn about what is truly next in the cannabis space by joining myself, Brian Fields, and Kellen Finney every week on the Dime Podcast and, of course, on PodConnects.